Welcome to the Houston Personal Injury Lawyer Podcast with attorney R.J. Alexander, sponsored by R.J. Alexander Law, PLLC, the small law firm of Big Solutions, headquartered in Houston, Texas. This show discusses Texas personal injury law and the effects that it can have on an injury victim, what you should do if you are injured by the negligence, carelessness, or intentional wrongdoing of another person or entity, and how you can best assist your attorney in winning your case. This podcast does not create an attorney-client privilege, and in the event that you are injured, you should contact the firm directly. This podcast is not a substitute for direct legal advice. It is purely informational. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. This is Richard Alexander from R.J. Alexander Law PLLC, helping heal Houston one case at a time. Today on our podcast, talking about something a little different, a different topic than just always talking about car accidents per se. Today's topic is, are Swenga's custom rims street legal? Now, if you're not in the loop or you're not properly acquainted with Houston hip-hop culture, you may not understand or know what Swenga's or Swenga custom rims actually are. So, Swenga's are a custom wire wheel rim that is affectionately known as Swenga's. It kind of originated, or it focuses on the Cadillac 1983 and 1984 type of wire wheel. And so it's basically an imitation of that to a certain degree. But it's widely known and widely celebrated in Houston hip-hop culture, and it has spread to various other parts of the nation as well as further up north in Austin. And so Austin is having somewhat of a re-emergence of this culture up there, where the suppliers can't keep the tires in stock. And so, you know, this was also something that Anthony Bourdain, when he shot his Parts Unknown Houston episode, he spotlighted the Swenga's or the street culture. And it even has its own parade dating back to, I believe, 2013. Now, according to the Specialty Equipment Marketing Association, over $3 billion are spent annually by Americans on vehicle rims. And so we have to ask ourselves, if people are spending that much money on rims, are Swenga's actually street legal? Well, let's take a look at the law. In the Texas Transportation Code, section 621-201, this section covers the maximum width that a vehicle can operate safely and legally under our roadway, along our roadways and highways here in the state of Texas. It has divided into three different sections: Section A, Section B, and Section C. And so Section A basically states that the vehicle that you're traveling in, if it's traveling or operating along a public highway, it can be no greater than 102 inches wide. Okay. Now, when it comes to Section B, it basically says that if you're traveling in a passenger vehicle, that passenger vehicle can be no greater than 8 feet wide. And this doesn't cover a motor bus or a trolley or something like that. It's an exclusion for that, and I believe it is 8 feet 6 inches for something of that nature. And Section C, it just basically states that the load that the vehicle is carrying can't be any more than 3 inches to the left of its fender and any more than 6 inches beyond the right side of the fender. So really, we're focusing on Section B that states you can't have a passenger vehicle that's wider than 8 feet. I believe I looked it up, 2018 Cadillac CTS is a little over 72 inches wide. And 72 inches wide equals up to about 6 feet approximately. So if you're putting on Swenga's on each side that are over 12 inches long, you're not going to be street legal. And so that could be a problem for you. So that may be something that you would want to consider when you're driving a slab, or you're considering driving a slab. Although I know that most of them are actually just saw them in car parades and stuff like that. So it's not something that you would normally see, but I have driven around Houston a number of times and seen people with actual Swenga's on their car. So it's always kind of made me question whether or not, you know, that's truly legal to drive around like that. So that's something to consider. If you're going to have a car that's probably like a Cadillac or something, if you put 12-inch swingers on a car, you're probably not going to be street legal. I mean, it's just you're probably not going to be. And, you know, driving an 8-foot wide car, regardless of whether you have, 6-inch swingers or 15-inch, is pretty dangerous, considering the fact that a lot of these roadways are under construction. I know over here on US 290, where my office is located, that there's barely any room for cars to pass one another. If you're driving something like swingers, you would probably have to drive right in the middle of the highway, and of course that would be a reason for a cop to stop you because you can't let traffic pass. So I wouldn't do that. But if you have been into a situation where you've been injured by somebody, you know, you can always call me. Pick up my free ebook at rjalexanderlaw.com. And have a great day, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in to the Houston Personal Injury Lawyer Podcast with attorney R.J. Alexander. Sponsored by R.J. Alexander Law, PLLC, the small law firm with big solutions. Headquartered in Houston, Texas.